Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, look who we got here on the show for everyone. I mean, it just never ends. The excellence that we bring you every time we're on the air, let alone when we're in Vegas. Here he is, the champ, getting ready to defend his welterweight belt against Manny Pacquiao. It's my good buddy, Keith Thurman.
One time. How you feel, brother?
Man, feeling great, man. Las Vegas, baby.
Listen, so is there anything worse than actually having to do 20 interviews in a row, and then finally, at the end of the row, you get to Shangri-La with me?
Oh, man. I mean, it is what it is, baby. We're here to entertain, man. We're here to talk to everybody.
But those were boring, and these aren't. Somebody's going to get lit up on Saturday night in the face.
That's right, man. And it's a Filipino senator. You're going to get lit up. It's 4th of July. The fireworks are not over. We got plenty more coming this Saturday.
He's going to get some of that Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
That's right, baby. That Florida heat.
Some of the big hands, fast hands.
I'm too big. I'm too strong, man. This little man can't do no T-Rex arm. Itty bitty little Manny Pacquiao.
His little teeny weeny neck and his tweety leeny legs.
Man, I love this stuff, man. Pacquiao, he's a great fighter, but he is not ready for what I'm about to bring to the table.
So you guys have actually been talking a lot, and bottom line is, since this all started from the jump, you've said one thing. I'm going to knock his face off his face.
That's right, man. I mean, Manny Pacquiao's going to get hurt Saturday night, and I really believe that I can deliver on that promise.
The youth, the speed, do you think it's time? I think he basically said you want to put him to pass.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a retirement season for the man. Look, he fought Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner didn't fight him. You know, I don't believe that Manny Pacquiao belongs.
That was the worst fight I've ever been to in my life.
Exactly.
I had more fun in the nightclubs afterward than that fight.
Look, man, see, we can't have that happen Saturday night.
I had more fun at dinner.
Love it, baby.
Listen, so bottom line is, I go back to, I went to your last five fights, the good ones, starting with the Ghost. Take me back to that fight. Guerrero. Guerrero. That was violent.
Man, Guerrero happened right here at MGM Grand Las Vegas. Me and Robert Guerrero, in the third round, I'm hit with a headbutt, created a hematoma.
I remember
when I went to one of the Floyd fights, Mark Wahlberg said, boy, you fought with an apple on your head, man. Man, I fought with that hematoma for 9 rounds. I was able to drop Robert Guerrero, but we know Mexicans are tough, man. We know Latino fighters are tough. He got up. He finished the fight out. I mean, we had the crowd on their feet for the rest of the fight. It was a tremendous performance.
What do you think was tougher, the fight with Sean Porter or Garcia?
You know, for me, it was Sean Porter. You know, Garcia, I just knew that I could outbox him. I knew that my style was just something that he wasn't going to be able to handle. I knew his style too well. He doesn't throw enough punches to compete. This is a sport. And, yeah, you know, you can just punch people and hurt them and win. But what happens if you're not punching them enough? You got to have numbers. You got to have volume. Sean Porter brings volume. I knew it was going to be a tough fight for the judges to score. I knew I'd get my hands up. I was deflecting a lot of those punches. And then when I was punching Sean Porter back, I was doing the most devastating landing in between round by round. And, you know, I stayed victorious. But Sean was definitely more challenging because he's the better athlete.
All right, last but not least, are you both going to throw over 1,200 in this fight? Because he can throw hands, too. I think this is going to be a violent, hands-throwing, 1,400-ish, her fighter, hands, the entire fight's going to be crazy. You think it ends early, but I think you guys throw thousands of punches.
you know, at least 50 punches around minimum from each. That's the ratio that I'm expecting. It could increase, but we will have to see Saturday night.
I said, good luck. Have fun. It's great to see you again, brother.
Thank you, my man. Thank
all right,
you.
One time. Keith Thurman getting ready for Pacquiao Saturday night at the Grand Garden Arena. It's for our match on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.